AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm 54, so basically, it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Well, right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around. Plus, with the way this year's been going...
Hey, listen, it's okay. You still got this. Just go to aceyourretirement.org. It's an online tool from AARP that can help you get your retirement savings on track, no matter your age. It's free and only takes about 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Yeah. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Just answer a few questions and you'll get a personalized plan and tips to help boost your retirement savings. Tips that are easy to understand and tailored to your lifestyle.
I like that too.
Plus, it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Just head to aceyourretirement.org and make your plan to start saving for retirement.
Thanks.
That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference.
Right now, saving seems hard to wrap my head around.
AARP makes it easy. Go to aceyourretirement.org and chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. It's free and only takes 3 minutes.
I like 3 minutes.
Answer some questions and get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings.
Thanks.
Just head to aceyourretirement.org. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Let it slip, it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is veteran American war correspondent Phil Itner. He is in Kyiv, Ukraine. Phil Itner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R is his Twitter handle if you want to correspond with him. And in fact, that's how we hooked up with Phil first, was on Twitter. And Phil, hey, welcome back to the program. Give us an update. What's going on there?
Boy, Tom, that's a pretty big umbrella there. Lots of things have been happening here. Of course, in my mind, the big thing was what happened on Monday, which was the expected missile leaks and the Ukrainian strike to Russia to have Russia's military on its back foot. Attacks, which we'd all kind of been anticipating, and then when the attacks eventually did happen, there were missiles that were shot down because the Ukrainian air defense was able to the country. So Monday was a big day. Today, of course, it's advantageous. So I guess we're speaking because, of course, we have Brittany Griner being released. It's not specifically Ukrainian news. But anything that kind of affects the Russian sphere we're talking about, I was a CBS radio group in Moscow in the 90s, and I very clearly remember the pursuit for the boot, the arms dealer that tried to arrange for. So I have some insight there. But we continue to suffer through a harsh winter. Today, in the last day or two, there was kind of a fog blanket that didn't keep the temperature from dropping too low to below freezing. But it is winter is here, and it is setting in.
We're talking with veteran war correspondent Phil Itner in Kyiv, Ukraine, and. Phil, what is the situation with getting things repaired there? I wrote an op-ed piece yesterday arguing that we need another Berlin airlift, that America and allied countries need to start airdropping. I don't know how many of the trains in Ukraine are electric, but you know, when you got no electricity, you got nothing. That we need to start dropping generators and fuel and all kinds of stuff into Ukraine. What is the situation with recovering electricity on the backside of these Russian attacks?
Well, I think that there's a lot that's happening in relation to protecting the electrical grid, and I think that preemptive strike that happened on Monday was in no short order part of trying to protect the electrical grid, because by striking at the bombers that were on the airfields inside Russia, they were then unable to come and take part in this wave of attacks that were clearly targeted at the electrical grid. So the Ukrainians are being as proactive in trying to protect their infrastructure as they are, preparing for when the grid is actually armed. Ukrainians know that the target number one for the Russians is the electrical grid and the infrastructure here. So they are putting everything in order to possibly, as soon as something gets hit, to try and get it back online as quickly as possible. But Tom, I think you're absolutely correct. I think that there needs to be a really hard press to try and provide alternatives for Ukrainians, whether that's generators or these large cells that can be put on the back of trucks and brought in. It's interesting you mentioned the railway system. Yes, a huge percentage of the railway system is electric here, but they're already preparing to, if they have to, bring out old different styles of rails, railway system. I've even heard stories of them retrofitting steam engines to put on the railway system if necessary to do. The Ukrainians are not sitting idly by and attack the grid. They are making preparations to do alternatives or to quickly restore whatever gets damaged.
Now,
having said that, obviously everybody is taking their own personal responsibility. I have a supply of water, I have a supply of warm clothing, things that if it really gets bad, I can even burn a little Bunsen stove, basically. We don't use electricity if we don't have to keep scrap. But walking down the streets of Kiev today, you will hear every a generator going because that's how we live. So international aid in people alive and sustaining us through this winter is going to be essential. But Ukrainians themselves have agency, and they are doing everything that they possibly can to prepare and make it through this winter. Because while they're tired, while nobody loves the environment, everybody does accept that the Russians is an unacceptable alternative.
Yeah, I totally get it. Phil, your phone is just breaking up really badly, and it's got to be a real challenge to our listeners right now. So, hopefully next week, by the time that comes around, we can get the audio working better. One last question for you, though. The United States has been very reluctant, and Western allies as well, to provide Ukraine with any long-range weaponry that could reach into Russia on the fear that they might use it. Now Ukraine has used old Soviet weaponry to reach into Russia and attack, as you mentioned, that airbase where the bombers were coming out of to fire the missiles that were taking out the electrical grid. What's your sense of how this might escalate? That Ukraine is going to, was that kind of a one-off? Was that, a last ditch desperate effort? Or does Ukraine have the ability, to the best of your knowledge, to increasingly reach into Russia and punish them for their attacks on Ukraine?
So I don't think we'll see an increase, but I do think that we will see a sustained effort for the Ukrainians to make the Russians feel that they are engaged in military contact with Ukrainians, whether it is the naval that hit in Sevastopol a few weeks ago, maybe now 6 weeks ago, or whether it's the most recent attacks by these drones that hit the airfields. I do not see a massive onslaught of Ukrainian munitions.
Yeah.
I
The Russians have to get this sense that
continually sending stuff.
Yeah, that the war
will make the Russians feel it.
That the war is coming home. Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent in Kyiv, Ukraine, broadcasting live from Kyiv, Ukraine, an American war correspondent. Phil, thanks so much for the yeoman's work you're doing.
Thank you, Tom.
Great talking to you.
Get those funds worked out. We'll get it better next week.
We will. We definitely will. Thank you very much, Phil Itner. You can find him on Twitter at PHILIPITTNER. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Your thoughts on the war in Ukraine, the Russian war on Ukraine, I suppose. How does it seem to be going from your perspective? Did you know that back about 4 years ago, Donald Trump, with taking a whole pile of money from big tech and Ajit Pai, the Verizon lawyer who Trump put in charge of the FCC, they changed the laws so that unlike any other developed democracy in the world, uniquely in the United States, your internet service provider can and does record everything you do online. And that's why I use ExpressVPN. In the United States, they can legally sell this information, ad companies, tech giants, or basically anybody who wants to buy it. And they do because of these changes in the law that Donald Trump made happen. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise. since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. It's coming up on 20 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Harbin program. And it's kind of a slow time of year. It's the holiday season. I love this time of year, and I think it's just absolutely wonderful. But I also get it that sometimes, a lot of people just kind of want to leave politics behind. So let me just open up the conversation a little bit. We've talked about Ukraine. We've talked about, corporate power in America. We've talked about Brittany Griner. We just had a call about it. We've talked about Donald Trump's record. If there are other topics that you'd like to discuss as well, I'm just going to open things up for whatever's on your mind today. We'll do anything goes Thursday, as it were, in addition to Friday. Because I've been, debating, should we do this around the holidays? So we'll see. And lines are open right now. Democrats ramp up the investigations of the Kushner family business dealings. This is something that I've been paying attention to, and I think it's this is in the Washington Post. Michael Cranish writing about this. You will recall Jared Kushner, when his dad got out of jail for ripping people off, and that's what he got out of jail for. I mean, literally, he got out of jail for fraud. When his dad got out of jail, his advice to his son was, you need to do three things, son, if you want to be successful in this world. You need to marry a wealthy woman. A high-profile, an entree into society wealthy woman. You need to buy a newspaper so you can talk about how wonderful you are. And you need to buy a very high-profile, very high-status building in Manhattan. And so Jared Kushner married Ivanka Trump, bought 666 Fifth Avenue and paid $1.8 billion for it when it was really only worth about $1.5 billion. And bought the New York Observer, which was an obscure little newspaper in, based in, I believe, Brooklyn, but based in New York City. And, he literally did those three things, all within a relatively short period of time. Well, the problem, marrying Trump worked out well for him. Buying the newspaper didn't hurt him badly. The newspaper was struggling, so he got it really cheap. He was still, his principal business at that time was being a slumlord. He ran low-income housing, and there were all these stories that we were seeing in 2015, 2016 about how Jared Kushner's buildings were infested with rats and cockroaches, and he was refusing to maintain them, and the heat didn't always work and all. So basically, the guy was a slumlord. And, but he had married into the Trump family and he'd bought this fancy building. Well, the bill came due for the building. And he had to make a payment, a massive, $1 billion payment or something close to it on this building. And he did not have the money. So, daddy-in-law sent him over to the Middle East where he was making good buddies with Mohammed bin Salman. And the dictator of Saudi Arabia, and who has since given him $2 billion, but he had this immediate problem that he was going to be bankrupt if he couldn't figure out how to get $1 billion to pay off this building. So Qatar had a sovereign wealth fund, and with billions and billions of dollars in it, and they loaned it out to people. They made investments, and Kushner was trying to say to them, give us $1 billion for our building and it'll be a good investment for you. And they wanted to basically launder it through a company in Canada. Or at least this is how it is being characterized in the media. I have no inside information on any of this. I'm telling you things that I've just, read in the media reports. And Qatar said, no, we're not going to give you the money. So all of a sudden, Saudi Arabia is blockading Qatar. Qatar's a little peninsula. It's sort of like, you know, Florida hanging off the United States. It's a little peninsula that sticks out into the Arabian Sea, that into the Gulf there, that attaches itself to the peninsula that is part of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. And so the Saudis and the Emiratis blockaded them. Said, you know, you're not going to get food, you're not going to get clothing, you're not going to get goods, you're not going to get nothing. And there was no, that I recall, no unless you do this. But I think what was implicit was, we don't know what was implicit, but by coincidence, as soon as this Canadian investment firm that's backstopped by the Qatari sovereign wealth fund, as soon as they handed Jared Kushner $1 billion, suddenly the Saudis and the Emiratis were like, okay, no more embargo, no more blockade, you guys can become part of the family again. And Jared was saved. He was rescued. Well, Ron Wyden and Carolyn Maloney, Ron Wyden, the Democratic senator from Oregon, Carolyn Maloney, the Democratic congresswoman from New York State, who are respectively the chairs of the Senate Finance Committee and the House Oversight Committee, want to know what the hell is up with this. We're going to hear all about Hunter Biden's laptop, but what Hunter Biden was doing, trading on his dad's name, was, you know, basically, you know, hey, I'll take a seat on your board and you can pay me a lot of money and I'll just sit there and you can use my name, which is, you know, tasteless, but not illegal. That's not even close to what this scam, apparently, and then 2 months later, Qatar's leader visited the White House and Trump officials called for an end to the blockade and it evaporated right after Charles Kushner's discussion with Brookfield was the name of the company in Chicago. So, and then, of course, after all that, after the day after the Trump administration, literally the day after the Trump administration ended, Jared Kushner started his investment company and shortly thereafter obtained $2 billion from the Saudis. So the Washington Post is on it. There are but more importantly, Congress, Wyden and Maloney are on it. Now, I'm sure Maloney's investigation in the House of Representatives will be shut down by the Republicans. They want to talk about Hunter Biden's laptop. They don't want to talk about Jared Kushner literally manipulating foreign governments to give him billions of dollars personally. They don't want to talk about that. But the question in my mind is whether Ron Wyden will be able to get the Senate Finance Committee to seriously look into this. And I would encourage you to call your senators and say, hey, you know, particularly if they happen to be on the Senate Finance Committee, and I'm sorry I don't have a list of senators there, I'll try to come up with one during the break, and let them know that you would like to know what was the deal with Jared Kushner and Qatar and Saudi Arabia. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Oiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out. You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. I think Man Crates are awesome, and so will the man in your life, or Man Crates will make it right. For the rest of the season, buy one, get one 50% off with the code FESTIVE50 at Man.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
She can stand, she can do more.
Like build a rocket and watch it soar.
Or clean the oceans and make the world a better place.
Cure.
Invent something new.
There's no challenge in the world that she can't face.
She can STEM.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Yeah.
Show the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman Program. Thirty-four minutes past the hour. Welcome back. I mentioned the United States Senate Committee on Finance, the Finance Committee. Chair Ron Wyden, Democratic Senator from Oregon, and Wyden is wanting to look into Jared Kushner's basically manipulating U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East in exchange for $1 billion to pay off his building. And I mentioned that you may want to call your senators and tell them that you'd like to know what's going on with this. The phone number for the United States Senate, and this will get you right to the switchboard, and then you can just ask for whatever senator you want. That phone number is 202-225-3121, and I'll repeat that in a moment. But here's a list of the senators. This is from the website for the Finance Committee. The chairman is Ron Wyden. The ranking member is Mike Crapo. The Democrats on the committee are Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, Maria Cantwell of Washington, Robert Menendez of New Jersey, Thomas Carper of Delaware, Benjamin Cardin of Maryland, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Michael Bennett of Colorado, Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, Mark Warner of Virginia, Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada, and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. The Republicans on the committee, and I would, you know, if I was represented by a Republican, I would call the Republicans too. As I mentioned, Mike Crapo, as he's the number two on the committee, and then you've got Chuck Grassley of Iowa, John Cornyn of Texas, John Thune of South Dakota, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Rob Portman of Ohio, Patrick Toomey of Pennsylvania, Tim Scott of South Carolina, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, James Langford of Oklahoma, Steve Daines of Montana, Todd Young of Indiana, Ben Sasse of Nebraska, and John Barrasso of Wyoming. And once again, the phone number is 202-225-3121 if you want to make your thoughts, your opinions on this known to the committee. So picking up your phone calls, Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Since you opened it up, I'd like to really open it up and go 66 years into the future. That'll be the year 2088. And I think we really need to lay out an optimistic case for the technological challenge that lays ahead of all of mankind, and that's removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Because it's going to, all the hydrocarbons that are developed are going to get burnt. I think we need to be adults and say that. So the real challenge is getting the carbon dioxide out of the air. And just as an analogy, think about this. The Wright brothers flew the very first airplane in 1903. In 1969, we put Neil Armstrong and Buzz on the moon in 66 years. And I think we need a similar technological achievement. We have to do it because we got to be realistic, and people are who they are. And the wealthy have their interests, and the oil is going to get burnt. We have to accept that, and we got to think about how we're going to handle that, and that's the challenge of our day. And right now, these next couple of years, nothing's going to happen in politics because it's all divided up, going into presidential election. Nothing real is going to happen. So now is the time for the Democratic Party to start laying out the case for 2088. And look at their grandchildren. I mean, you and I aren't going to be there. But people we know, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, are going to be there. Mm-hmm. So we need to start talking about that. But it's a two-step process. I think the Democrats get off on the wrong track when they start yelling about stopping burning fossil fuel.
Well, we do have to stop burning it, Brian. First of all, there is... If we burn all the known reserves of fossil fuel in the world, we will push beyond four degrees Celsius. That will be beyond catastrophic. So we've got to stop burning what we, and that's just known reserves. I mean, you know, we're constantly discovering new reserves. So, you know, we've got to get that under control. But I agree with you. We've got to figure out how to get carbon out of the atmosphere, and there are some good technologies for that. But I also agree with you that, you know, if we can go from the Wright brothers to putting a man on the moon in 66 years, you know, we should be able to figure out how to get carbon out of the atmosphere. The other problem are these perfluorates, these chemicals that are in some cases 60, 80, 100 times more heat trapping than carbon dioxide, that have a half-life of 50,000 years in the atmosphere, whereas methane's half-life is 20 years. For all practical purposes, don't break down. And we're producing massive quantities of these things all around the world. And, you know, we've got to stop doing that too. So, I mean, there's a bunch of issues.
I agree with you on everything you said. But like I was going to say, I worked my entire life in construction. You think of the greenest projects you'd want to build in this country, thousands of miles of high-speed rail, photovoltaic farm, everything you can think of, a smart grid. It takes thousands and thousands of gallons of diesel fuel to make that happen.
At this point.
And we don't have anything. You're right, exactly. So we don't have anything else to use. If you say, no, wait till we have, you know, electric bulldozers, you know, all you're doing is slowing everything down and making it more expensive. And then just to go back to my 66-year point, think what mankind did in those same 66 years. They were horrendous. World War I, the Russian Revolution, the Spanish Revolution, World War II, the Korean War, the Chinese Revolution, the Vietnam War, the Cold War with the Soviets. All of that occurred in that same time period. And we don't have to do that. We don't have to stumble into all those idiotic, stupid wars.
Yeah, but we probably will, Brian. I mean, this is human nature.
Well, how do we stop doing that?
That's a whole other issue. Although, you know, there's you know, the comment that Reagan made to Gorbachev, if we were being invaded by Martians, the whole world would come together. And, you know, if we, when the world begins to recognize, as mostly we're seeing, you know, low-lying countries, you know, the island nations and Pakistan and Bangladesh, Bangladesh in particular, when the rest of the world realizes that this climate emergency is an emergency and it's going to get a hell of a lot worse, a whole lot quicker than anybody thought, then that becomes the Martians. That becomes the thing that we all challenge against. But Brian, I think you made some great points, and I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for that. David in New Windsor, Maryland. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yesterday and today, there's been a thing on the internet that says the Ethics Committee is investigating AOC. Now, I don't know if that's true. Or
I saw that story this morning, but I don't know what they're investigating her for. Do you?
Yeah. No, that's what I was hoping you'd be able to tell me, because it just doesn't make sense. I mean, I love AOC. I think she's great, and I can't imagine intentionally doing anything that would be wrong. I don't know why they'd be investigating.
Well, I'm guessing some Republican filed a complaint and they've got to do the song and dance to say, yes, we looked into this and you know, there's nothing here. Forgive me, David, I caught the headline this morning. I didn't drill down into it. I didn't think it was going to be part of the show today. But I'll see what I can find out.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And just to let you know, I just got gas here in Maryland. It's down to $3.09 a gallon, and we probably won't hear any about that on the Main Street media, but, you know, they complain about gas prices when Biden was taken over, but, you know, we won't hear anything.
Look at what happened to the gas prices in the 3 months leading up to the election. This is, in my mind, proof positive that the CEOs of the fossil fuel industry, who hate Democrats and hate Biden, wanted to bring down the Democratic Party, and so they jacked up the price of gasoline. And, you know, I'm expecting that they'll do the same thing in 2 years of 2024. David, thanks, and thanks for the observation there. Calvin in Bullhead City, Arizona. Hey, Calvin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, you were just talking about gas prices. When I was in Wisconsin, man, that was just before the election. They went up to $5 a gallon. As soon as the election was over, it dropped back down to $3.
Yep.
But I was a little disturbed about Arizona. I looked at them yesterday, and I was disturbed. I saw you could donate to the school, the charter school, up to $200 dollar for dollar, come off your state tax, and I think that's totally wrong.
Whoa. So they're really pushing the destruction of public education in Arizona. They want to Doug Ducey wants to be the test state for the country. No more public schools. That's amazing. I know that, you know, you're also the first state that where everybody in the state has access to a private school voucher, right?
Yes, they have that too.
Yeah, incredible. Calvin, thanks. Thanks for that. Thanks for sharing the story with us and the information. Karen in Tecumseh, Michigan. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind today?
Trying to get you off speaker. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Karen.
Well, I'm going to try to be brief. This is a very aggravating situation for me. I heard about New York City and how they're going to start detaining people who are homeless, experiencing houselessness, and stick them in a psych ward to find out what's wrong with their heads. Some crazy stuff like that. And I can say crazy because I am. But anyhow, I used to work with the houseless. They don't have much stuff. But if once they get pulled off the street like that, whatever stuff they have is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So all of their property will disappear, because who's going to keep track of their stuff that looks like garbage? Someone will throw it in the garbage. And that's all re-violating them.
Yeah.
So it's extra trauma. So, and the thing is, if you didn't have mental health issues in the first place, if you end up on the street, you'll get them.
Yeah.
Because it's a horrendous way to live.
Oh, it can break you. Yeah.
So this whole thing about only the mentally ill live on the street, you know?
Well, I don't think anybody's saying only the mentally ill live on the street. And the problem that Alvin Bragg is faced with, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on what the solution is. There was a great op-ed in the New York Times that I read last night by a guy who was homeless in his 20s. He's now a lieutenant with the fire department. He's an EMS driver. And a first responder, and he does mostly work with the homeless, and he was saying that on the one hand, there is a substantial portion of the homeless population. In fact, he said it's worse than he's seen in 20 years in New York City. Whether it's people who are mentally ill, whether it's people who were broken by the pandemic or what. I mean, you know, nobody knows, or that our healthcare system has been failing them or has been just so swamped with COVID that, you know, nobody knows exactly why this is. But there's an explosion of violently mentally ill and self-destructively mentally ill people on the streets in New York City right now, and winter is upon us. So this is the crisis.
Right.
But then he says that Mayor Adams, who is the former chief of police, Mayor Adams' suggestion that the police should be gathering these people up, or EMS drivers for that matter, should be gathering these people up and taking them, and by these people I'm talking specifically about the mentally ill homeless, and taking them to facilities where there is mental health treatment. He says that the problem with that is the minute that they realize that you're going to basically snatch them off the street and they're not coming back, they're going to be stuck in a building someplace. For people who are suffering in particular from paranoid schizophrenia, where they're afraid to go inside any building, it's going to put the EMS drivers and it's going to put the police in a situation where people are going to start fighting against them. And you're going to have injuries, and you're going to have, you know, really, really bad situations. And he didn't, you know, he said his solution was we need to radically strengthen our healthcare system in New York City specifically, is what he was talking about. Particularly with mental health facilities, going to people where they are and helping them out however they can. I know that there are cities doing this. One of my kids is, you know, works in this field here in Portland. Works specifically with mentally ill homeless people. And although she works with the physical end of it, she also works with addiction, and people who are addicted. But it seems like that's the beginning point, is expanding those kind of programs. Does that make sense to you, Karen?
Oh, yeah, that's what we used to do. I worked at Oakhurst in Oakland County, and we'd go around and help people on the street.
Yep, there you go. There you go. Karen, thank you for the call. It's a large and complex problem, and it's made far, far worse by the fact that rent right now is so high. A lot of people are houseless simply because they can't afford a house or an apartment or even a room.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Yeah, and a lot of places that have rent control, you know, they allow annual increases, and right after the first of the year, you're going to see even more of, you know, raising of the rent. What gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice, on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it, they have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at wineenthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards and outdoor axe throwing sets, bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiast. Message and data rates may apply.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a nonprofit station, please contribute to them. Help keep them on the air. If you're listening to us on a for-profit station that carries commercials, please call the sponsors and let them know that you're listening. This is really important stuff to keep Progressive Radio on the air all across the United States. And thank you again for listening. 53 minutes past the hour. Appears that the reason Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez got referred to the Ethics Committee is because she took, remember that dress that said Eat the Rich that she wore to the Met Gala? Apparently somebody gifted that to her, and she's saying, well, I'll take this seriously. Somebody else called and said it was because she said boo to somebody. I apparently that's, I don't know. We'll see. But another tempest in a teapot kind of thing, I think, is very much what's going on here. But anyhow, we're picking up your phone calls. David in Woodland Hills, California. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Wow, that's way worse than anything Trump and Jared ever did.
You're right. It's a crime.
Shocking, if you ask me. You know, I hate to agree with anything that Donald Trump says, but he happens to be right. The legitimate winner of a stolen presidential election should be reinstated, and so Al Gore must be declared the winner of the 2000 election, and all of his judicial appointments must be vacated.
All of the judicial appointments since 2001?
All of W's.
Right.
And that would be eight years, because he wouldn't have been reelected if he hadn't stolen the first election.
Right. Who did W appoint? I don't have the list right off the top of my head.
He appointed a couple of the conservatives that are helping to make the majority.
Yeah.
And the rest of his negative policies should be relitigated, too, like Medicare Advantage.
Yeah, he made Roberts Chief Justice, because Roberts, you know, helped run his campaign down there in Florida in 2000.
Yeah, so Roberts would be gone. And
I wonder if he put Alito
Biden,
on. I don't recall.
So Biden should replace Roberts
at the very least. Okay. Well, David,
let me ask you another question, but sure. A call you just had. Do you remember the origins of the anti-vax movement?
Are you talking about the one back in the 1920s, the one in the 1790s?
No. The most recent. The most recent.
No, I don't.
I can tell you very briefly. It was concerned doctors and scientists and parents that our youngest, most vulnerable people were getting too many vaccinations in too short a time period.
I still agree with that perspective, by the way. Bobby Kennedy used to come on this program and we would talk about it very rationally. And I'm of the opinion that, with my grandkids, I expressed my opinion. I wasn't listened to, but I expressed my opinion that I think, you know, try to space these shots out a little more. Add a couple of months between the shots. Don't do them all at once. And, you know, you can.
Absolutely.
You know, but I'm not sure that, there's so much evidence now that other things are causing autism and that it has nothing to do with vaccines, or if it does, it's a compounding.
It's too many. It's too many. When we grew up, we had like 7 or 8. Now kids are having 20, 30, 40 or more. And some of them are not even necessary. There's one for a hepatitis that you only get through sex or blood transfusions.
Yeah,
but it's a powerful moneymaker for the doctors and for Big Pharma. And also parents wanted to save money. So they said, do more in one appointment so I don't have to come back and keep spending more money.
I think we can have a rational conversation about that without it leading to, oh my God, don't get the vaccine for COVID. You know, I mean, it's just like, but so far we haven't been able to reach that point. David, thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.